On this fall day, the water's calm, the sky blue, and the air warm. But Lake Huron isn't always this way. The Great Lakes' legendary storms have left the bottom of Lake Huron's Thunder Bay littered with shipwrecks. Dr. Bob Ballard and his team from the Institute for Exploration have a research vessel hovering above one of the shipwrecks in the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary near Alpena, Michigan.
I've become convinced, and what brings me here to Thunder Bay, is that the deep sea is probably the largest museum in the world. There's more history in the deep sea than all the museums of the world combined.
Ballard says the Great Lakes are home to thousands of shipwrecks that trace the evolution of maritime trade in America, from Native American canoes to modern barges.
And what's really nice about the Great Lakes is because they're freshwater, we don't have wood borers like we have in saltwater. The ships I found, the Titanic, for example, its deck was eaten, the grand staircase was eaten. But here in the Great Lakes, because it's freshwater, you have the best preserved ships on the planet.
This is the second year that Ballard and his team have come to the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. The sanctuary was created 2 years ago to preserve the bay's shipwrecks. According to historical records, an estimated 116 ships sank here, but only about 40 have been found. And that's why Dr. Ballard and his team are here, searching for undiscovered shipwrecks and taking an up-close look at the ones we already know about.
Hey, watch that A-frame on that light!
They're exploring the sanctuary by using underwater robots that are equipped with high-definition video cameras and sonar systems. Dwight Coleman is the chief scientist on the expedition. Earlier in the day, they sent two of these robots, Argus and Little Hercules, down into the water below the research boat.
So all of the data that's coming up from the vehicles while it's working on the shipwreck, all the video data and other information such as the altitude and the heading and the depth, is all coming in through these cables and into this control room. And from here, we can sit and operate the vehicles.
At the moment, Little Hercules cameras are focused on a wreck called the E.B. Allen. It's a schooner that hauled grain. It sank to the bottom of Thunder Bay after a collision with a ship called Newsboy in 1871. Patrick Labadie is a maritime historian. He's on board taking a look at the images of the E.B. Allen.
It's a really good glimpse of the accident that took the ship down. The masts are down, the rigging is all confused and laying on the deck. There's a neat circular hole in the side of the ship where the other vessel struck it. So you can see all the evidence of this whole sequence of events. The collision, the ship's rigging coming down, it's sinking, striking the bottom and damaging its bow as it struck. It's really fascinating.
In addition to gathering information, pictures, and video from known wrecks like the E.B. Allen, Ballard's team is making some new discoveries. Dwight Coleman says they've found two new wrecks in Thunder Bay, including a three-masted schooner from the 1800s.
I think the best thing for me is really the exploration, is finding the unknown and to look in places that have never been looked at before. And we did that yesterday with this new schooner ship.
It's this excitement of discovery that inspired Dr. Bob Ballard to become an underwater explorer. Now he's hoping to give the general public a little taste of what he does and let them explore underwater sanctuaries without getting cold or wet.
Well, Thunder Bay is one of 13 marine sanctuaries. And if you look around right now, we're the only people out here. Isn't that odd? If you were to go to Yellowstone or Yosemite, you'd probably see thousands of people in those national parks. And so what we want to do is to bring thousands of people here. Well, most people are not going to be sophisticated divers and go down 100, 200, 300 feet. So a very, very small club of people can actually reach the shipwrecks, the cultural resources here. And what we're trying to do is to change that. And we've been in here for 2 years surveying the sanctuary, finding all of the ships that have that are here, and then trying to pick one or two of them and actually wire them up.
The idea is to allow people in the sanctuary's visitor center to go on their own remote-controlled underwater exploration using a system of underwater cameras and robots like Little Hercules. But even before such a system is in place, the videos and pictures they're taking will open up the sanctuary for the general public. For the first time, the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary's Visitor Center will have high-quality pictures and videos to show people what the wrecks in Thunder Bay actually look like. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.